USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Cristobal bringing lots of rain and a risk of severe flooding and maybe tornadoes to parts of the northern Gulf Coast today. The rain began Friday. It's expected to continue into this evening when Cristobal is expected to make landfall near Slidell, Louisiana. Before it's finished, the storm could bring as much as 6 to 12 inches of rain to parts of the Florida Panhandle. The storm is known to have spawned tornadoes as far southeast as Orlando yesterday, and forecasters say that could happen again today. In California, a Santa Cruz County Sheriff's deputy is dead and two other law enforcement officers wounded after a shootout involving a suspected bomb maker yesterday. 38-year-old Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller, the victim, the suspect, was reportedly shot and now faces what a police official calls a myriad of charges. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Another in a series of memorial services for George Floyd, the man who died while in custody of four Minneapolis police officers. Yesterday's service held in North Carolina, where the sister of Floyd said her brother is unifying the nation against racism and police brutality. Bridget Floyd thanking everyone for attending.
To our family, it is understandable that these are difficult times for us. But please remember that God's grace is sufficient.
Michigan's Supreme Court ruling in favor of an Owosso barber who defied the Governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus non-essential business shutdown order. In a unanimous decision late Friday, the state's high court cast aside the governor's efforts to fine the barber and take away his business license. The barber had said he would keep working until they cut off his hands. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States is closing in on a pair of grim milestones when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins University researchers. Their latest report says the country is approaching 110,000 deaths and will likely reach 2 million confirmed cases before this month is over. The total number of cases more than triples Brazil, the country with the second most reported cases, and the number of deaths dwarfs that of the United Kingdom, which is reporting just under 41,000. There are just fewer than 7 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide. Fox News is apologizing for running a graphic that showed Wall Street rallies after racial unrest. The graphic ran Friday during special report with Brett Baer. It showed how the markets performed after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, the acquittal of police officers in the Rodney King case, and the deaths of Michael Brown and, most recently, George Floyd. The network said it never should have run it and that it was insensitive. The apology said more context should have been provided. The graphic was criticized on social media and by Congressman Bobby Rush of Illinois and former RNC Chairman Michael Steele. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.